The following shiur has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
The Gemara relates various stories about Mar Ukva, the Amora, and his stocker activities. The Gemara relates that Kiko Nicho Nafshe, when he was on his deathbed, Omar, Mar Ukva said, Aisu li chushbonoi d'tztoka. Bring me my cheshbonos, my accounts of the charity that I've given out. Ashkach, they discovered, the Hamaksiv Bey Shivas Alfe Dinri Siyanki. 7,000 dinrim from a certain place, Rashi says. A lot of money, tremendous amount of money given out to d'tztoka. Omar, however, Mar Ukva said, Zavdoi kilili v'ulcha rechikta. I only have a small amount of supplies for the long journey that I'm about to undertake. In other words, Mar Ukva was saying that I have to now go up to Shamayim and give an account, and the amount of stock I've given so far is not sufficient for the journey that I have to take. Come, so he got up, Bizbaze Lepalge Bamoine, and he gave away half of his entire estate to Tzedakah. So says Gemara, that's what happened to Mar Ukva. Ask the Gemara, Heichi Ovatochi, how could he do such a thing? Va Omer Rabbi Loi Ba'usha Iskinu, Rabbi Loi says that in Usha, which is one of the places that the Sanhedrin moved to after the Churban HaBayis, they made a takona, and the Vazbeis, someone who gives away large amounts in this context of his property to Tzedakah, Al Yevazbeis Yotze Michoimesh. He shouldn't give away more than a fifth of his property. In other words, not more than 20%. And yet here we find the Mar Ukva on one occasion gave away half of his property. Answers the Gemara, Hani Mini Mechai. That takona in Usha that they made, that you shouldn't give away more than 20% of your money to charity, is only talking about a person who's alive. While during his lifetime, he shouldn't give away more than 20%. Why not? If he gives away too much money, he himself will end up possibly becoming poor. But talking about Mar Ukva, who was on his deathbed, it was the end of his lifetime anyway, less long bar. There's no concern that he might become poor if he gives away large amounts of charity, because he's not expected to live much longer anyway. In that case, the Takana Zorusha does not apply, and one is allowed to give away more than the 20% recommended by Chazal. So today we're going to discuss a little bit this concept of the Takana Zorusha, that one should not give away more than 20%, more than a fifth of one's property to Tzedakah. Ramosha Feinstein in Igros Moshe Yeridei Chelik Aleph Simon Kuf Mem Gimel notes that from the Gemara implies that this Takona Al Yevazbeis Yotze Michoimesh is not merely a recommendation or good advice, but it's an issa. If they made a Takona in Usha that you shouldn't give away more than a fifth, the Mashmos Ra'asuk is that it's forbidden to do so. It's not just a piece of good advice. And the proof is that the Gemara asks on Rabbi Eloi, how could he do such a thing against the Takana Zorusha, which implies that according to the Takana Zorusha, it's forbidden to do so. The Chatam Sofer, in Tshuvos Chelik Beis Siman Resh Kaf Tes, says that this halacha, that one shouldn't give away more than a fifth of one's property to Tzedakah, is a Takana Derabbanan, as is implied by the Gemara Ba'usha Hitzkinu. Whereas Minat Torah, until this Takana, the halacha would be that a person would have to give away everything that he has if there's a poor man in front of him, as long as he's covered his own expenses. So, whenever a person has enough money for the time being for himself, anything, because Chayech or Kodmin, a person is entitled to look after himself before he gives away money to charity. But once he's got enough for his own immediate requirements, if there is a poor man actually right now in front of him who needs the money, and not generally a charity fund that he's giving money to, then Minat Torah would be mechuyev to give away whatever else he has above his own immediate expenses for the poor person or the poor people in front of them. According to the Takanos Usha, Chazal limited that one shouldn't give away more than a fifth. That's how the Chasam Sofer understands it. However, the Yerushalmi, the Rabbeinu Maseches Peah, is mefarish that the halacha that Ali advanced by Yosef Mechovish is in fact a din min ha-Torah. The reason why the Gemara says Usha iskinu, they made a takonah in Usha, is because this din Torah was forgotten. It was reinstated in Usha, but it's actually halacha min ha-Torah. Min ha-Torah, even if a poor person standing in front of one, one's not obliged to give away all of one's nechosim above one's immediate needs. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simon Resh Mem Tes Sif Dalet also writes that Misvara, this halacha is a din min ha-Torah, because it's not mistaber, it's not logical that a person would have to give away everything that he has to a poor person just above and only be allowed to keep whatever he needs for himself. So now, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Simon Resh Mem Tes Sif Aleph seems to mention this halacha, but in a very interesting way. The Loshon of Shulchan Aruch is as follows: Shir Nesinosa, how much tzedakah is one expected to give? In Yodei Maseges, which literally translates as if his hand reaches. In other words, if he has enough, what exactly for, we'll see in a moment. In Yodei Maseges, Yiten Kifitzorech Lamim, he should give in proportion to the requirements of the poor people. V'mein Yodei Maseges, Kol Kach, and he hasn't got so much, Yitenat Chomish Nechosov, then he should give up to a fifth of his property. The Rama adds on that the Alivazvez Yosef Mechomish, that a person shouldn't give away more than a fifth. The Lashon Shulchan Aruch doesn't quite actually say Alivazvez, you're not allowed to give away more than a fifth. But he says, in Yodei Maseges, you should give whatever the Ani needs, depending on the current requirements. Remain Yodei Maseges, then you should give up to a fifth of the Nechosim. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the tshuva we mentioned earlier, is medayik from the Lashon Shulchan Aruch, and it's actually a quote from the Rambam, that, in fact, the halacha requires that even after the takonat usha, if there's an oni in front of you, then you are required to give away more than a fifth. So takonat usha is only talking about that there's oni is not standing right in front of you now. There's no immediate requirement of a poor person for tzedakah. But if there was an immediate requirement, then you would be required to give even more than a fifth. That's how he understands. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch in the first case doesn't talk about Alivaz Vezias Bechemish, because he says in Yodei Maseges, if he's got enough money, he should give even more than a fifth. The Yifei Mare on Yerushalmi also seems to rule like that. That if there's an immediate request for tzedakah from an oni, a poor person who needs it right now, then one's required to give more than a fifth. However, there are other opinions which explain the Shulchan Aruch differently. The Chochmas Adam in Klal Kuf Mem Dalet Siv Yud writes that someone who's very, very wealthy and Oshem Muflug is allowed to give away more than a fifth of his nechosim. If he's not an Oshem Muflug, if he's not so wealthy, then he should give up to a fifth. This implies that this is how he understood the Lashon of the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch. So in other words, in Yodei Maseges means if he's got a very large sum of money, then he should give Lefi Tzorech Aniyim, which means to say, in the Chochmas Adam's interpretation, he should give even more than a fifth if there's an immediate necessity of a poor person standing here right now. Whereas, in Yodei Maseges Kol Kach means he's not so wealthy, then you should only give up to a fifth, even if there's a pressing concern. What's the logic behind it? As the Gemara points out, the whole reason why a person is not allowed to give more than the fifth, according to the Takanos Usha, is in case he himself might end up becoming poor as a result of giving away too much money. And therefore Chazal limited it to a fifth. However, if he's extremely wealthy, he's a multimillionaire, then even if he were to give away a fifth of his income, we still would not be concerned according to the normal order of things, that he would actually become poor as a result of giving away too much money to the stocker. Because even if he gives away more than 20%, he still has plenty of money left. And therefore, the halacha of the Torah Usha is only limited to someone in whose situation there is a realistic concern that if he gives away more than 20% of his income to charity, he might end up becoming poor himself. But a very wealthy person, that doesn't apply. So that's how he understands, the Chacham Sofer understands the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. It's a little bit dochuk, because the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is im yod el maseges, which the Chacham Sofer interprets to mean if he's very wealthy indeed. Okay, the Minchas Pitim asks on the Chacham Sofer from Al Gemara, because Al Gemara talks about Ma'ukva. Ma'ukva was indeed an Oshim Muflik, was a very wealthy person, and nonetheless the Gemara queries how he was allowed to give away more than 20%. And the answer is B'shas Mis is permitted, but other than that the Gemara wouldn't have allowed it. It implies that even a very wealthy person is not supposed to give away more than 20%. So the Minchas Pitim interprets the Shulchan Aruch differently. And he says that the first case of the Shulchan Aruch, in Yodim Asegas, means that he's got enough money that even if he were to provide for all the aniyim, all the poor people who are immediately present and have immediate requirements, he still wouldn't get to 20%. And when the Shulchan Aruch says im einem yodim asegas kol kach, means that if he gives everybody who has an immediate requirement, he will end up spending more than 20%, then he should limit it to 20%. So according to Minchas Pitim, this is how we read the Shulchan Aruch. How much the Dokish will one give in yodim asegas, if he can give away, if he's got enough money, that even if he provides for all the immediate necessities of the local aniyim, he will still not get to 20% of his nechosim, then he's required to do so. But if he's not so wealthy, then he is not required to give more than 20%. And according to the Minchas Pitim, it comes out that you're never allowed to give more than 20%, even if you're very wealthy. It's also a little bit doch of this interpretation of the Shulchan Aruch, because in the Reisha, the first part of the Shulchan Aruch, you'd have to say, im yodim asegas, if he's got enough, so the Minchas Pitim, enough to provide for all the aniyim within 20%. We don't yet know the share of 20% until the Sefer. And the Shulchan Aruch says, im yodim asegas kol kach, you shouldn't give more than 20%. So we have to explain that the Reisha anticipates the Sefer. In Yodim Maseges means that if he's got enough money that up to 20% is Nechosim, he'll be able to cover all the various tzedakah requirements, then he's obliged to do so. So Lechera, we have three different opinions here. According to the Fei Mara, one is obliged to give away even more than 20% of one's income if there is an immediate requirement of an oni standing before you. According to the Chacham Sofer, if one's very wealthy, that's what the Shulchan Aruch means when it implies you're supposed to give away more than a fifth. The chashash that he might become poor is only if someone who hasn't got so much money. According to the Minchas Pitim, what the Shulchan Aruch means to say is that one never gives away more than a fifth. All the Shulchan Aruch meant to say was that if within 20% you can cover all the various requirements, you're obliged to do so. Otherwise you should only give up to 20%. It's interesting that in the Sefer Oirach Tzoka, it mentions in the name of Rav Chaim Kanievsky that even if someone has given away a fifth of his income to tzedakah, if he should then chance upon a poor person who asks him for money, he should give him at least a quarter, a small nominal amount. Perhaps Rav Chaim Kanievsky is choshish for the shita of the Efei Mara, which holds that even if one's given away 20%, one's obliged to give away more if there's an immediate requirement for tzedakah. And at any rate, to give away a pruta, it's possible it's not the chalal the issa of alivas v'ziyosim mechomish, because to give away a very small amount, a nominal amount, after you've given away a fifth, it's not the chura within the chashash that a person might become poor. So perhaps, combined with this svara, that's the reason why Rav Chaim Kanievsky suggests that one should give away at least a pruta to an oni, because we're asking for money now, even if one's given away already a fifth of one's income to tzedakah. Now, there are various other circumstances in which the halacha of takanos usha does not apply. One of them is in Al Gemara. Gemara clearly says that it learns from Ma'ukva that when a person is on his deathbed at the end of his life, then he's allowed to give away more than a fifth. The only chashash that he becomes poor is during his lifetime, but at the end of his life he's allowed to give away more than a fifth of his money to tzedakah. How much is he allowed to give? Well, the notion of the Ramah in the beginning of Simur Reish Mem Tes implies he's allowed to give everything away if he wants to at the end of his life. The Ramah says, Anivaz v'zeus mechayvish, well, v'sha'as misa hits muta, implying that you can give away as much as you want v'sha'as misa. In fact, the Meiri in Ksubas of some example base says that Kefima she yeroi loy beridui mechosel v'miut yoshov, that he can give away b'shas misa more than a fifth of his income or his property at that stage. How much he can give away depends how much money he has and how few heirs he has, how few yoshov. Or Kefima she yeroi loy shechisa b'chayov mimash ho yeroi lasos, taking into account also how much he should have given during his lifetime and perhaps failed to do. So the Meiri says a person has to give away more than 20% of one's property at the time of Misa. How much is one allowed to give? And it all depends. Depends how many Yerushim you have, how much money you have, and how much you feel that you should have given away in your lifetime and perhaps failed to do. Al-Gomorrah implies that up to half you're allowed to give away, but not more. Because Ma'ukva said that Zavdoi Kalili V'urcha Rechikta, he felt an urgent need to give away more money to Tzedakah before he was Nipter, but he gave away half of his Nechosim. There is an implication that more than half one shouldn't give even B'Shas Misa. The She'iltus, the Rabbi Choy, in Parshas Kisiso, quotes Al-Gomorrah, but the text he brings is slightly different. And according to the She'iltus, Ma'ukva gave away a third of his property. So the Sheiltas B'Shas Misa, you're allowed to give away more than 20%, more than a fifth. You're allowed to give up to a third. That's the Sheiltas' opinion based on his Girsa in Al-Gomorrah. The Bach in Yerodeh Simon Reish Mem Tes queries why the Torah does not bring down this halacha, the La'acha Misa, the Yochel Vazveza Fili Yosim Yechemish. The Rosh brings it down in our Sugya, but the Torah does not bring it down. Says the Bach, it could be that the Torah doesn't bring it down because there's no fixed amount of how much one is allowed to give under such circumstances. Perhaps, he says, even though Ma'ukva gave away only half his Nechosim, in fact you're allowed to give away even more than the half. I mean, the reason why Ma'ukva only gave away half of his Nechosim is because in his lifetime he always made sure to give the required amount of tzedakah and always gave a fifth of his money to tzedakah. And therefore, B'Shas Misa, he decided to give away more, but not more than half. But perhaps someone who during his own lifetime never gave away or didn't always give away consistently up to 20% of his income, perhaps he, B'Shas Misa, is allowed to give away even more than a half. Conversely, says the Bach, it could be that Ma'ukva gave away half of his nechosim because he was, as we mentioned, a very wealthy man. And he knew that even if he were to give away half of his property, he'd still leave over plenty for his heirs. Whereas another person who's not in the same situation, doesn't have so much money, perhaps is not allowed to give away even half of his nechosim, although B'Shas Misa is allowed to give away more than a fifth. And therefore, says the Bach, the Torah didn't bring down this halacha because it all depends. It's a bit odd that the Torah should not bring down halacha at all based on this. The Bach is trying to explain why the Torah didn't mention at all that Acha Misa would have to give away more. The Bach's answer is, there is no fixed amount and therefore the Torah didn't mention it at all. But it comes out according to the halacha that there is no fixed amount according to the Bach. The Bach suggests about how much one is allowed to give B'Shas Misa. Possibly more than a half, possibly less than a half. It very much depends on the circumstances, on the person's yurt lefi oshrei lefi mamad yershav. So this is the Bach. Now, the Chofetz Chaim in Avos Chesed, in the Chelik Beis, mentions a number of other circumstances in which the Takanos Ushah does not apply and is allowed to give away even more than 20% of one's income or one's property to tzedakah. The first one is b'mokim pikuach nefesh. If there's a life-threatening situation for the person himself or for any other person, then you're allowed to be mevazvez more than a chomesh. The Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Reish Mem Tes Sif Hei also mentions this. It says for pigeon shavuyim, he says you're allowed to give more than 20% away, and for people who are starving or dying of thirst, chas v'sholom, in such circumstances where the Oni is not just requesting money to live, but literally to live, there's a makom of pikuach nefesh, then you're mechuyev to give away more than 20% of your money in order to save his life. The second possible exception is what we mentioned earlier. If there are aniyim actually present now asking for money, then according to some opinions, you're allowed to give away more than a fifth, which we mentioned earlier. It's not the davar muskar, but there is an opinion which says that. The third case is, as we mentioned earlier, the idea of the B'chochmas Ogam and others, that the Oshim Muflug, someone who's extremely wealthy, who, even if he gives away more than 20%, is not likely to end up becoming poor as a result, is allowed to give away more than 20% of his income. The Bir HaLocha, in Simon Tov Reish Nun Vav, in Hilchos Lulav, says that the same thing would apply the other way around. Someone who's extremely poor, and doesn't have much of an income anyway, and doesn't have much of a property, and he anyway lives with other people, is perhaps allowed to give away more than 20% of his property. In the context there, he's talking about spending money on mitzvahs, and the halakha is also alivaz v'zios mechomish. And he says that someone who anyway, the whole chashash is he's going to become poor, someone who's so poor anyway that it's not going to affect him if he spends more than 20% or less than 20%, it's not going to make him any more wealthy or any less wealthy, he's also allowed to give away more than 20%. There is this other concept which we mentioned earlier, dovah miut, a small amount, one's allowed to give away more than a fifth. The Abbas Chesed said, someone who's got a fixed job and a fixed source of income which is coming in every week, he's allowed to give away a little bit more than 20%, because again, as long as he's got enough to get by, there's no chashash under normal circumstances that he will become poor as a result of giving away this small amount more over the 20%. The Shita Mukubetzis brings an opinion that to be machzik Torah, to support people who are learning Torah, is permitted to give away more than 20% of one's money. And the idea for this is that when one supports someone who learns Torah, one gets a chelik in the Torah that he learns. One gets a schar in the Torah that he learns. It's like Yisachar Zabunim. So anyone who supports Torah, in fact, gets a chelik of the schar of the person who's learning Torah. And in that case, it's considered not as if he's given away money to tzedakah, but rather as if he's invested as a partner with the Torah scholar. And therefore, it's not within the normal parameters of Ali Vaz Vizis Mechomish, and for Hachzokas Torah, you're allowed to give away more than a fifth. The Mishnah Rishona in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, in Nagor mentions that Yesha Omrim, and some say we shame the Balatanya, Shemisha Torah Le Kapora Al Hatov Yoch Levaz Vizis Mechomish. Someone who has sinned and feels that he requires a kapora, an atonement for the sin that he's done, that apart from doing teshuvah, obviously, in the manner prescribed by Chazal, he's also allowed to give away tzedakah as a kapora of his avodas, more than the minimum amount, or maximum amount of 20%, so the halachos of Ali Vazve Yismei Chomish does not apply to such a circumstance. And finally, the Chavetz Chaim says that someone who anyway wastes his money on things which are not important, on luxuries, on havolim, he says, for example, someone who spends large amounts of money on expensive clothes or on expensive home improvements, which are really luxurious and unnecessary at all, he is also allowed to give away more than 20% to tzedakah. Because again, the whole idea is that you shouldn't give away more than 20% of your income to tzedakah in case one should chas v'shalom become poor as a result of this. But if he's anyway wasting his money, he might as well waste it, so to speak, on tzedakah. So someone who's wasting money anyway, says the Chofetz Chaim, was also allowed to give away more than 20%. There's one final point I'd just like to mention briefly. There is an issur, the Gemara says in Baba Basa, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel on the base, that one should not give away all of one's property in one's lifetime and leave nothing for one's children. Hakosev is mechosov la'acherim, the Mishnah says. V'hiniach is bonov, and he left his children with nothing. Masha osa osui, what he's done is done. If he's given away his property in a way which works according to halacha, then it works. Chazal are not happy with such a person. Chazal do not encourage people to rearrange their estate. The reason why we allow people to write wills nowadays to rearrange their estate is for various different reasons, which is a whole subject unto itself. And indeed, not in all circumstances is this a good idea according to Chazal. There are certainly circumstances where it's mutter, and that needs a separate discussion, beyond the scope of today's discussion. But anyway, the posher reading in the Mishnah and the Gemara, in Ksubas as well, is that one shouldn't rearrange one's estate and not leave one's money for one's yerushim. The Sefer Halachos Ketanos asks, how is it that Ma'ukva gave away half of his nechosim b'shas mitzvah, which means that half of his money wouldn't have gone to his yerushim? So he suggests that the issue is only if one gives away everything and leaves nothing for one's children. The lashon of the Mishnah is v'hiniach hasbonav, and he left his children. So the Halachos Ketanos, that implies he left his children with nothing. Then it would be forbidden. But if he left something for his children, it would be okay. Indeed, the Ksos HaChoshen quotes the Tashbach as saying, as long as you leave a sizable amount for one's yoshim, the rest of one's estate one may redistribute. And that is one of the principles that we use to allow halachic wills nowadays. Well, HaShulchan says something slightly different. And he says, there's an issa, the Shaf Misa, to give away nechosim that will not end up by one's children. But this is only when one gives away the money to somebody else. If one gives away money to tzedakah, then it's permissible, at least as Mar Ukva did, up to half of one's estate. And the reason behind it, as the Aruch HaShulchan is, that if one gives away money for tzedakah, one's doing it for one's own merit, one's own zechus, for one's neshama. So the Aruch HaShulchan, you're certainly allowed to join in partnership, so to speak, with your yerushim. You're supposed to leave everything for the yerushim, but you can leave at least half of it to yourself, so to speak. And therefore he says, Mar Ukva gave away half to tzedakah. Normally one's not allowed to give away money to other people. One should leave it all for one's yerushim, whatever one has. But in Mar Ukva's case, he gave away to tzedakah because it's like a chalukah in yerushim. Half for his own neshama and half for his yerushim, and under such circumstances there would be no problem of the iburi achsanta of passing over the yerusha to outside one's heirs. So to sum up, there are a number of circumstances when it doesn't apply. In general, though, for a person of a regular ma'amad, a regular situation, one shouldn't give away more than 20% of one's income or one's property to tzedakah. The Shas Misa is permissible to give away money to tzedakah, as we see the Ma'ukvah is, and the amount depends, according to many poskim, on one's exact financial situation and the situation of one's heirs.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.